Surprising Return. Narrated by Leo Horn for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. The Metaphor by Metaphor. The house walls were covered in silhouettes. I walked under Carl Johan from a side street. Oslo no longer looked cold and worn in the friendly afternoon light. I was relieved to finally have found myself a new pad, even though the conversation with Sara had been as sad as I'd expected. There was laughter in the air around me, and I couldn't let speculation ruin the great sight of sun-soaked, satisfied people. The music from a music shop a bit further up lay comfortably behind me, and I let the heavy bass set the rhythm of my shoes as I walked to the flat. It had gotten late. I'd let myself be tempted by the gaping pub doors and had gone from place to place with my wisecracking buddies. My stress melted away into the chatter between Per and Runa. Anita bought me a pint, and we talked about the trip to Iceland, about the raw landscape and the refreshing baths. Every time I mentioned Haldor from Reykjavik, her cheeks grew red, and she couldn't sit still in her chair. When I got home, I saw that Jorgen had added my name to the sign of the door of 3A. I unlocked the door with my shiny new key. I took off my shoes and suddenly felt ravenously hungry. I got out the leftovers from yesterday's dinner and sat on the sofa to eat. I waked to the sound of a doorknob being fumbled with. I sit up. I didn't make it to bed tonight, I think to myself. Jorgen comes pitter-pattering out of his bedroom with a semi. He stops when he spots me and covers his erection with his hands. I didn't think you'd come straight home after a pub crawl. I didn't keep going for all that long, I replied, but long enough to fall asleep before I got to my bed. Okay, he replies with a yawn and disappears into the bathroom. I sit back on the sofa, the thought of standing up being too much. Jorgen comes back out, now wearing underwear, but his morning erection still stands underneath the thin fabric. Damn morning wood gets annoying sometimes. Yes, I reply. Where are the ladies when we need them? He gives me a tired grin and I ask where Renata is. She's sleeping like a rock, apparently. Do you want coffee? I'm making some coffee. Do you think I need some? Yeah, you look like a doormat. You got time for a shower before the coffee's ready? A lamp on the wall behind him glows dimly, and I catch myself following the bright contoured line it makes from his shin up to his neck. Hello? Were you off with the fairies, Arnie? Jorgen asks and waves his hands as if to wake me up from a deep trance. What? I was just thinking about standing up. There's something about him in this light. I hear Renata snoring in the neighbouring room. My mug is ready on the kitchen counter when I come back out. Jorgen is leaning over the newspaper, laughing at the comics. I walk past him and pour myself some coffee. Jorgen stands so that I can get past him to pick up something nice from the fridge. But as I'm about to pass him, I stop, without even knowing why. I stand right in front of him and notice that I'm half a head taller than he is. I look him in the eye and take a step towards him. I think I'm half a head taller than you, I say. Jorgen puts down the newspaper. I discover that my dick is hard inside my trousers. He looks down at it.